Amazon.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Some big legal stories here, and the only conclusion a reasonable person can reach is that the Democrats want to steal this upcoming election, and they probably stole 2020 as well. Now, these cases, these stories are not getting much coverage. Let's start with Judicial Watch. Now, these are well-respected organizations that are reporting on this and breaking this, and it's just not getting much play. Judicial Watch and Rasmussen Reports, and then even one from the RNC that was breaking today as well. Judicial Watch, though, Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against Stephen Richer in his official capacity as the Maricopa County, Arizona recorder for the records, involved in using staff to pursue personal interests, including personal defamation lawsuit against Carrie Lake. And they have the story linked up here. Judicial Watch sues Maricopa County Recorder on issue of using government resources in personal lawsuit against Carrie Lake. Official government resources against Carrie Lake. So again, this is a big Judicial Watch story. The suit was filed in the Superior Court for the state of Arizona after Richer failed to respond to a March 25th, 2024 open records law request. Quote, it is curious that Judicial Watch is getting the runaround on the potential government resources to target Carrie Lake with a defamation lawsuit. So is the state of Arizona, the corrupt government in the state of Arizona, using government funds to target and try to destroy Carrie Lake? Kind of a big story. So you've got that ongoing litigation now with Judicial Watch. Imagine if we get Carrie Lake in office. Unfortunately, I think Arizona is set up for the big steal. Then there's this from Rasmussen Reports, and this is an ongoing story. This is from 2020. And again, what kind of conclusion can you reach when you see this? To me, there's only one conclusion. So let's start from today and then go back through this series of stories. Good morning from Rasmussen Reports. Still zero legacy media coverage of these federal court cases implicating a federal agency in transporting millions of counterfeit 2020 election ballots, then hiding the paperwork for years despite DOJ orders to turn it over. Why? Nine trucks, 1.5 million counterfeit 2020 mail-in ballots in each. In each. The U.S. Postal Service refuses to disclose who paid for them. Federal judge ruled this week. 81 million votes. Nearly half of Americans say there's no way that's possible. Of course, that's the record that got set by Joe Biden. Were they even legal votes? Were they even real votes? Is that the vote Viagra we saw for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning in four different states? Was that the backup plan? Was that the greatest voter fraud ever run? As Joe Biden said, we have the greatest voter fraud scam ever run. Was that a slip up or did he mean that? And this goes back in time. We had postal employees blowing whistles on this. We had the videos of the trucks coming up. Postal employee admits dumping mail, including election ballots, sent to West Orange residents. This was all over the place back in 2020 and 2021. You had U.S. Postal Service workers admitting this. Imagine having to fight the U.S. Postal Service for years in federal courts, just having the names of who paid these trucking companies as rotten as it gets. And then they list their D.C. case. They list their Maryland case. But this went on all across the nation. And they were crossing state lines. and these ballots didn't get voter signature verification. They didn't even get folded. They were not even folded. It was like somebody just printed them and put them right into the tabulator. All kinds of shenanigans being run here. Nine trucks, $1.5 million counterfeit mail-in ballots in each, and the Postal Service is not being transparent about it. Federal court decisions this week could finally force the Postal Service to identify the counterfeiters and help stop whatever they are doing again now. So good for Rasmussen Reports fighting this. And this is what we're dealing with, folks. This is why the mail-in ballot scam and lawsuits are so important. And that's why the Democrats are fighting like hell to keep the mail-in ballots legal and to get rid of voter signature verification. This is how they're going to steal Wisconsin. This is how they're going to steal Michigan. This is how they're going to steal Pennsylvania. This is how they're going to steal Arizona. It's how they're going to do it. And again, the good news is Trump can win the election without those states. But I'm telling you right now, that's their plan. And they have all their vote mules and harvested votes and printed off votes and votes that get sent to empty parking lots all ready to go. They probably won't use the mail trucks this time around because we've identified those. But what about all that file footage? What about all that file footage of the mules that you can watch in 2000 Mules? What about all that file footage that we have of the actual drops being done? They're deleting them. They're deleting the videos. So the RNC today files lawsuit against Detroit for deleting ballot box stuffing surveillance footage. They're erasing the evidence. Ha! The RNC filed a lawsuit against the City of Detroit Department of Elections for deleting ballot drop box surveillance footage. This lawsuit accuses Detroit election officials of violating the Freedom of Information Act by deleting the footage more than 2 weeks after they requested it from the city. Totally illegal. Quote from the RNC. Deleting the footage that is subject of a pending FOIA request submitted more than 2 weeks before the footage was deleted is a clear violation of FOIA law. Detroit had a clear legal obligation to preserve and provide the footage, which they violated. They deleted the evidence. They deleted the evidence. They also requested Dropbox footage from the August primary election. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said the GOP will hold Detroit accountable and make sure the surveillance footage for 2024 election is preserved. Whatley goes on to say, deleting Dropbox surveillance footage while there is a pending FOIA request for it is an assault on transparency. And democracy dies in darkness. That's me saying that, making fun of the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Democrats. This breach of trust is exactly what reduces confidence in our elections. We will hold Detroit accountable, and this secrecy has no place in a fair and secure election. Michiganders deserve far better. Now look, this is how they plan to steal Michigan, okay? This is their plan. I don't think this is going to stop them in their tracks, but okay, so now we've got a situation at play here. The RNC knows what they're up to. The Democrats know the RNC knows what they're up to. So they have a choice. They have a choice. And remember, we already have it confirmed with other watchdog groups that all the ballot drop boxes are being surveilled. That has been a big victory for the RNC, that they can either do it privately or they have to have surveillance on these drop boxes. So the Democrats in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin are left with a choice, because this is where it happens the worst. That's really how they steal those states. They have a choice. And they do it in Arizona too, but they deal with other things in Arizona. So they can either go ahead and run their drop box scams like they did in 2020 and get caught and then just figure, well, we'll get caught, but it won't change the results, so screw it. By the time we deal with all the legal stuff, they'll already give the election to Harris, should that be the case. Or they can run their Dropbox scams and then just delete the footage, just try to make sure nobody ever sees any of the footage, like we saw from 2020, and like they just did in Detroit, deleting it. Or they call off the dogs. Now, I don't expect that to happen, because if they call off the dogs, if they call off the mail-in vote scams, then they lose. And they know that. They'll lose all three of those states. But that's what's at play now. That's where we're at with this now. So, the Democrats know that the RNC knows their scam. Will they still try to run it? And if they do, will they delete the evidence like they've already done in Detroit? This is where we're at. This is their big plan in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. That's their big plan. Has it been foiled? Will they call it off? I doubt it. But they might get caught. But they probably won't care. So between the U.S. Postal Service not cooperating when they get caught shipping millions of illegal ballots around these states in the country, when the mail-in ballot scams at the drop boxes get caught, they delete the evidence, they don't cooperate with FOIA requests, it's all illegal. So their scams have been caught. They're still going to run them, but it'll be so obvious this time, they'll get caught red-handed, and maybe that's what we have to go through. But without a doubt, that's where we're at. Now, listen to this.